Easily the most talked about portion of Danny Boyle's program, opening the 2012 Olympic Games in London, is the instantly famous video featuring James Bond escorting Queen Elizabeth to the Games. Daniel Craig, the current Bond, makes his way through Buckingham Palace to visit the Queen. Bond clears his throat, and Elizabeth II, the Queen of England, turns to say, "Good evening, Mr. Bond." Both Daniel Craig and the Queen then leave by helicopter and parachute into the stadium right on time for the opening ceremony. The blogosphere on the net lit up with queries asking where this video can be found. Most links led to a message: this video is no longer available due to a copyright claim by the International Olympic Committee, leaving most people disappointed that they missed this clever video and wondering if they'll ever have an opportunity to see it. Content like this Bond video is removed from public websites like YouTube by copyright holders who issue takedown notices to the website hosting the video. At that point, the website must comply with this takedown request or be held responsible for copyright infringement. Under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, the DMCA, it is not the duty of social media outlets to police their service for copyright infringement. Instead, the duty falls upon copyright holders to search out infringement of their copyrights and to notify the social media outlet. As long as the social media outlet does not interfere with the copyright holder's ability to search, and as long as they take down infringing material when notified, they are immune to infringement claims by the safe harbor. Oftentimes, copyright holders will relent, seeing little to be gained from continually issuing takedown notices to repostings on various social media outlets. The International Olympic Committee, or the IOC, has taken an aggressive stance against any form of infringement of their intellectual property, no matter how benign. This policy is reflected in a set of guidelines issued by the IOC warning everyone of their restrictive attitude towards social media and announcing their intention to take an aggressive stance against unauthorized use of materials relating to the Games. The aggressive use of takedown notifications was felt by another group as well. For years, around the time of both the Winter and Summer Olympic Games, Ravelry, an online knitting community, has held the Ravelympics, challenging knitters to new feats of excellence in knitting. All proceeds from the Ravelympics are donated to the Special Olympics. This year, however, the IOC sent the Raveliers a takedown notice specifically attacking the events held on Ravelry and claiming that they denigrate the true nature of the Olympic Games and that they show disrespect for American athletes and their hard work. This letter provoked outrage, and the IOC then issued an apology. The IOC, however, stood by its takedown notice, thereby putting an end to the Ravelympics. On one hand, groups like the IOC go to great expense to make the Olympics an event worthy of the athletes to participate in the Games, and they have the right to profit from their artistic creations. On the other hand, the Olympics is an event that every person has a share in, and the Games have a history and tradition that defies some concepts of ownership. The efforts of the IOC in bringing us the Games and faithfully regulating them is worthy of appreciation. But a less reactionary approach to online video highlights that stimulate public interest in the Games would make for a better approach that applies the principles of unity and good spirit that the Games were meant to symbolize. I'm Jake Hazen.